From Black Beauty to the Red Pony, horses have inspired writers and artists for centuries, actually. The wild horses of Maryland's Assateague Island also draw some 2 million visitors every year. But as Donna Marie Owens reports, interaction between man and beast is causing some problems.
The first thing visitors notice about Assateague Island National Seashore is this. The 114 wild horses that inhabit this beachfront park along the Atlantic Ocean. Whether it's a chestnut mare chomping grass near a roadway, or a stallion and several mares trotting near a campground filled with RVs. It's striking just how close these stunning wild horses can get to visitors. Ranger Allison Turner of the National Park Service monitors the herd.
Those horses are not afraid of people, and they, if they smell the food, they may go investigate. They can learn that it's easy access to food.
Tammy McAdoo and her family are visiting from Arkansas.
Just a minute ago when that one came to the edge of the picnic table there, it was about the first time we've got this close to them.
Horses are typically herbivores, but thanks to visitors who pet and feed them, park volunteer Pam Stansel says they've developed a taste for things like junk food.
They like everything. They'll eat chips, hot dogs, raw meat, dog food.
The horses can become aggressive when they want grub. They block roadways, poke their heads into cars, and even use their teeth to unzip tents. Stansel is part of Assateague Island's Pony Patrol. They help ensure that the public enjoys these horses at a safe distance. Pony Patroller Joanne Donovan explains.
Because if they do buck or make a sudden movement, you're not going to be trampled.
Good advice, but Stansel says many parents ignore it.
A lot of them like to put their child on the ponies if they could to have a photo op. They don't recognize that these ponies really are wild.
Assateague officials cite several incidents of horses biting and severely kicking visitors. Some horses have also become so acclimated to people that they stand along park roads seeking handouts. To address these issues, park officials recently enacted new regulations. Visitors must secure food and trash and remain at least 10 feet away from the horses. Violators risk a $100 citation and maybe a swift kick. For NPR News, I'm Donna Marie Owens.